This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Promising as the economic outlook is in this country, it is quite the opposite over in Germany. GDP over there shrank more than 1.5% in the first quarter, and there are predictions for a tsunami of bankruptcies. That's the quote across the Eurozone when virus relief programs come to an end. And in Germany, there are fears for the country's mid-sized businesses, Mittelstand, they're called. And they account for more than half of Germany's economic output and more than 60% of its jobs. So, from the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard has been looking into three Mittelstands and how they're faring.
In a bell foundry north of Frankfurt, the 20 workers prepare to cast a new bell with a prayer. The traditional blessing for every church bell they make, but says the boss of the family-owned firm, Hans Martin Rinke, today they might also be praying for the survival of the foundry.
Now the pandemic starts to get very, very bad for us, and we will have problems.
The foundry has enough work for now, but the orders have dried up. The immediate future of the bell manufacturing looks bleak.
September maybe already, it will fall down very dramatically.
Not only because of the pandemic, church attendance in Germany has slumped in recent years. Demand for new bells is declining. But the foundry is more than 4 centuries old, and the Rinkers are not about to call it a day.
My brother and me, we are the 13th generation. We had 12 generations before us, and we do want to have some generations also after us.
They hope to carry on by diversifying in some way. They might be heartened by the example of this even older Mittelstand.
Every day, coating Prager, precision galvanizing. We galvanize dreams.
It may not win any awards for its advertising copy, but Coating does have the distinction of being Germany's oldest family firm. It started as a blacksmith's in 1502. And today?
We have about 18 plants, employ 1,100 people, and are one of the leading groups in this business.
Paul Niederstein, the current boss, says he's confident the galvanizing firm will easily ride out the pandemic because of its long-term thinking.
Obviously, as a family business, you don't think in quarters. We usually think in terms of 3 to 5 years.
It doesn't have the same shareholder pressure as a listed company, and with its longevity and deep local roots, says Niederstein, the company has no worries about its bank withdrawing support.
The relationship between the banks and the family businesses in Germany is very close, which helps in a crisis, and they don't take the umbrella right away when the first drop of rain comes.
This Mittelstand, EBM Pabst, felt the first drop of rain in April last year. Sales fell 30%. The company, which makes high-tech fans, bounced back, but now, says CEO Stefan Brandl, it's been hit by the global shortage of semiconductors.
We fight every day to get the components in time into the factory. However, it's getting tight and tight every day.
He has no doubt, however, the firm, which now employs 15,000, will survive, thanks to the owner's long-term perspective.
Any money we make, we can reinvest into the company. And that's, of course, also one of the foundations for the success of typical German family-owned businesses.
The Mittelstand model does have a downside. Critics say the corporate longevity accounts for the relatively low level of startups in Germany and the relative lack of innovation compared with the US. But the Germans seem wedded to the solidity of the system. The bells of the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church ring out across Berlin. The Rinkers foundry that made them faces an uncertain future. Hans Martin Rinker is feeling the full weight of history.
I do not want to go one day in heaven or hell to see my ancestors there and telling them I closed it up. That will not be my business, no.
His Mittelstand, he insists, will survive. At the European Desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.